And may learn now from pre-Mikri back to Bikurim also, and learn now back to Orla. So therefore, the juice of Orla only applies to oil and to wine. But no one.
All right, we'll stop here.
You know, back to the Mishnah that says Ba'olu. The Mishnah says Olu is one of the few things that has a mitzvah, even though by itself it's not called an oichum, but if it's mixed into meat, and again, to makabel tumas oichum has to be the size of a kibetzer. You have to have an egg's size of meat or food, and then if a sheretz touches it, does the food become tummy? Less than a kibetzer, it's not makabel tumah. Now, certain things in the Mishnah, the or the roitiv, even though by themselves not an oichum, but them starve with the food. So one of the cases was the olol. First question, my olol, what is this olol? So Rabbi Yechon Omar Martiko, Rashi says it's the Gid HaShedro V'Yatzavar. These are very hard veins, the veins of the backbone, the shedron, or the spine, or else the tzavar, the hard vein of the neck. That's not edible by itself, but with meat, it's mitzarev to make a shear of a kibetzah. For Shlok HaShomer means Bosa Shepotosa Sakin. It means when you skin the animal, so on the skin there's a lot of meat. So the knife, you scrape the knife along the skin to try and take off all the meat. But sometimes the knife does not get all the meat off. That's called Shepotosa Sakin. The Sakin skipped it like that it's still stuck to the or to the skin. So that meat that's still stuck on the skin, Mashra by itself, it's not called meat, but it's mitzarev with other meat. Mace, we have a question. It says in the Pasuk by Iyov, V'ulam atem toifle sheker, he called them all the years, you're telling me sheker, he told to his friends that they said that you could be healed up, and really even though he couldn't have been healed up. It says, Roifle olo kuchim, you're telling me with fuas that pertains to an olo, that it's not possible to heal up. He means to say, you're killing me sheker. So it's like this, Bishlem laman diyama martiko, what does olo mean? It means it's hard veins of the neck, or the shed of the spine, haimudla barafua. If that's taken out of the body, it can't be healed up anymore. You can't heal up your spine if you take the spine out. So it's good what Eve was saying, you're giving me sheker. El mandi yama bosa shepotosa sakin, it just means the meat. That when you scrape off from the skin, you still left some meat on, so it's regular meat. So that's the question, barafuhi. Sometimes if a piece of meat comes off your body, it's possible still to heal up. You can mechaber it, sew it on, stitch it on, stitch it back to the body again, and it can heal up again. So why did Eve say the colon sheker? It's possible to heal, be healed. So Mar says true. Be old the crew on the pasuk of Eve when it says the word olo the kuliyam on the pligi. Everybody agrees there. It means the hard vein of the neck or the shedra that can't be healed up. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes over here? Be old the maslisin. Machlekes of Yechon Mishlokeshid when our Mishnah says olo kibim tsaruf. What does the word olo mean? So the chiddush is that Rosh Lakish holds, that Rav Yechon holds, even martika, even these hard veins that really have no shaykhus to oichol, to eat, to be eaten, still could be mitzarek with other meat to have a shear of the kibetza. So Tosh Makor bring a proof. It says Rav Yudu Oimer, ha'olol ha'mechunis, if you gather together this meat of the olu, so then it depends, im yesh kezayis v'mokamech, if you have a kezayis of meat in one place, chayev molo, means mishum nevela. If you have an animal that died by itself, there's nis in the veil on it. So if you gather the meat together and have a kazayas eat it, yichai mishum the veil. The yomer afruna v'usha konsu, that you, the person, had to gather the meat together. Whereas after the meat was left on the skin, now you came and you peeled off that meat and gathered it together. So it's like this. Pishtem laman di yomer bota shepotosa sakin, it's this extra meat that was left on the skin. Haimu d'chiyika kazayas mechai, I could understand, if you gather together a kazayas of this meat and eat it, you're eating nevela, like you had gemaras before, it's only by boss and nevela that has the yis of nevela, I understand why you're chayiv. But yeah, Lamandi Yamamartika is talking about these hard veins, so where's the question? Even if you have the kazayas of these veins, my heavy, so what? Eitz piyamu, it's not called boss, it's wood. It's hard like wood, that's not called bossum, so why should it be an iser of nevela? So where's the true? I'll leave the rebuke again late, please. According to me, everybody agrees that olu means the meat that was stuck on the skin. Ki pligi, where does Rabbi Yechon say his pshat? Alibi the Rabbanon that argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Then what is it like this? Rabbi Yechon omar martiko, these hard veins, nami mitzarev, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The loss of mitzarev to make a kezayis of a kebetz of oichol, it's mitzarev with the meat. Kreshlok HaShom I know, dafka bosa shepotos sakin, only the soft meat that's still left on the skin, that's called meat, that could be mitzarev with other meats to make a kibetza. Avol martika, we have these hard veins, Lemet starf, they're too hard, they're called eight, they're not called bosser, they're not starf with other meat to give it a shame, kibetza voichel. So where's the question now? Hi bosser shepotosa sak and hichidomi. How are we talking about? What happened over here? That you still have some meat left on the skin. If you like plant to eat it, look, it's regular meat. Just that you didn't fillet it well, you didn't get it off the skin. It's regular meat. See that if you have in mind to eat it, afil biyan pein avshay matame. Why does it have to be mitzaref with other food for a masal by itself? Is that a neichel? Why not? By itself also it's real good meat. Vida loichoshel, elma, you don't have in mind to eat it. You have in mind to throw it away or to burn it, whatever you do with the skin. So my question is, betuli botle, it should be bottled completely to the skin. It should be part of the skin, like in should be poka, the shame loichol, completely. So my answer is, Rav Avin, Rav Meshi, two truths I'm like. Each one says a different answer. Chadam one says, miktsos echishav alov. Third says, you only, you had in mind to use part of the meat. The Chiddush is, once you had in mind to use part of this meat that's left on the skin, all the meat that's left on the skin could be mitzar. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. Even though you didn't have a mind to eat it all, part of it you had a mind to leave on the skin, but since part you had a mind to use, that's enough to make it serve on all the meat left on the skin. The Chadam one says, Miktsase potos chaya or miktsase potos sakin. One is talking about that part of it, potos chaya, means that a chaya bit it. Then an animal came a bit of versus potos chaya noshka kelev, that a dog bit the meat off the skin like. The dilbim in abos, it's hanging off the meat, the tzador, towards the skin. Yechkach shocht, and then you shecht it. The hiflet gamma sakin, the sakin also missed it. When you do a ezem and pull the chayiv ezem and sak, we're not sure what happened from what. So in a case like this, that's a chiddush. We don't know this type of meat that's left over, was it because of the chayiv mashma, then it's not called an oichel if a dog bit it off, or else it just happened by itself. So in our suffix, we go to chumriya to say that it's still mekabel tumma, that it could be mitzdarif with oichel to be mekabel tumma. Now Tanan Hossam, we learned over there Mishnah in Tyrus that hachartum is by a bird, it's a beak. The heart, the beak of the bird. Fiatsipanayim, it's nails. Mitamoyim, umitamin, umitstarfin. They themselves could bring tum into the bird, and they themselves could take the bird itself as nevel, or the bird itself is mekabel tum as oichlin, it could take the tumor out. Umitstarfin, these things also mitstarf with other oichel to make a kabetza of food. The question is, chartum, the beak of the bird, eitz biyama, why is that called an oichel? It's hard like wood. It means the bottom part of the chart, the bottom part of the beak. First question, so what? The bottom part of the beak is also very hard. It should be hard like wood. So why is it even mistaken for kabel tumma? So my answer is, Amara Papa, it means tachton shel elyon, whatever this is. The bottom of the top, mashma is like a jaw, like your mouth, is the bottom part of the top part of the beak. For some reason, that's a little bit softer. That has some shaykhus to meat. Even though by itself it's not called an oichel, but it's mitzaref with the meat of the bird to make a tumah in case where the bird is not tummy. Just is a little bit less than a kibetza here, and with that it makes it into a kibetza, and now as sheret touches the bird, you should know the bird is mekabel tumah. It's considered like you have a kibetza worth of oichel here. That's the Kiddush. For the Gemara Gutsi, Panayim, the nails, the same thing. The Gutsi, Panayim is 8 biyamu, it's hard, it's not called an oichel. Why should the nails be mitzaref? It means the part of the nails that go deep into your skin. So there they're a little bit soft, so that end part of the nail is a type of an oichel, enough at least to be mitzaref with other meat. By itself not, but it could be mitzaref. Together it becomes a kemashklim b'shir. Kernayim, the same thing, the horns of an animal. For the markash, the same thing, the chur, it's hard. It means also the mokam shechoitchin b'yetim emdam. Again, it means the horn that goes into the bosser, that part, when you cut it, blood comes out from there. So that's already a softer part that has shaykhus to bosser, to oichel, therefore it's mitzaref to make a shear of oichel. Now it says, ki yoitzaboy ha-shoichet beimet. The Mishnah says, a chiddush over here, that the klolim ha-bekitzem, that we know that a goy is not allowed to eat meat until it's dead. Before it's dead, even a behemoth, tameis and issa, eva min achai. Right, so now if a Jew shechs an animal, a kosher, a behemoth, by a Jew we know once you make the shechit to cut the two simonim, even though the animal is moving around, there's a heter to eat it. Shechit is matter, it's mutter b'achila. Now, by a goy, it's like this. If it's a kosher of behema, and a Jew makes a shechita, that's always the cloud of lekem midi that's mutter to a Jew, and it's also to a goy. Therefore, since a Jew has the right to eat the meat right away, the goy also has the right to eat the meat. But the question should be on a behema tameya. Let's say you make a shechita on a behema tameya. So really, it's not called dead until it's really dead. It can't move anymore. Just after shechita, it's still mefacheses. Is a goy allowed to eat from the meat? No. It's still called Eva Menacha. You have to wait till it's dead completely. So l'chur it shouldn't be metama tumas leichla neither. The Mishnah says the Chiddush though, in the case where a Jew shechs a behema tameya, makes a shechita on a pig, and it does it the kavona that the goy should eat from it, so even though really the shechita doesn't do anything, it's on a pig, it can't be matra pig, but it's called the meister shechita was done enough that it would be metama tumas leichla. That far it goes that we consider this pig now an oichel, since a meister shechita was done to it by a Jew, l'shem that a goy should eat from it, that's the chiddush that now we consider this an oichel. So Amar Rabasi, shonin we learned, Yisroel b'tameya, that if a Jew shechs a pig for a goy, or else v'evi kachogim b'tayra, if a goy comes and makes a shechita on a regular cow, it's tzricha machshava. They'll only be mekabel tumah on its side you had machshava tidit. That means the Jew had to make the shechita on the pig, and he had machshava that a goy should eat from it. So with his machshava now, it's called enough of an oichel to be mekabel tumas oichlin. The same thing with a goy makes the shechita. L'chur really, we should have said a goy shechita is zero. There's no shechita here, so then it's not called an oichel until it's really dead. Still we say no. Since the goy made a shechita on a cow, and he had in mind to eat from it, we consider as if the meat is dead now, they're called oichol, enough to be mekabel tumas oichlin, but still the hechsher mayim makam acher. In order really for the meat to be mekabel tumas, if a sheret will come and touch it, it'll only be mekabel tumas if water, there was a hechsher, that other water had to come upon the meat. Meaning the dam of this shechit is not machir, so you need water to be makam acher. Even the Rashi says, usually dam of shechita is machshir, but that's only dam of shechita that the shechita is really matter the meat to be eaten. But over here, the shechita is a posel shechita. So therefore, it's only called dam of magefa, dam of a wound, which is not machshir. So this meat now still needs a hechshir, therefore you have to have mayim water mimokamacher. Now, let me ask the question. Hechshir, why should I have to have hechshir over here? There's a klal, soifula tamatuma chamura. Any time that this piece of meat, or whatever it is, will eventually have a tuma chamur on it, it'll become an avatum, like here, this meat. After it's really dead, it's going to be a nevela. Nevela by itself is an avatuma. So now you want to be mekabel tuma before it's really dead, while the animal's moving around. Let's say it still moves around after the shechita for 2 minutes. The question is, those 2 minutes, could it be mekabel tumas oichlin from a sheretz? It's not dead enough to have a tumas nevela. Therefore, we're saying the sheretz is going to be metamed if water comes on the meat first. The question is why? Why do I need hechsher? This meat by itself later will have a tumah chamura. It's going to come into a nevela when it's completely dead. And the klal usually is the chol sheseif for tamah tumah chamura. Anything will eventually have its own tumah chamura. Leboy hechsher. Right now, you don't have to have a hechsher. How do we know this? The Tanya of the Rebbe Shmuel. The pasuk says the chiyuta and mayim alzera. When do we need hechsher? When water goes upon seeds, upon regular beans. So mazu, and just like regular beans, shein sefer tamatuma chamura, there's no way it's going to become an avatuma. Oichel can never be an avatuma. Therefore, tzrich and hechsher, before this beans could be mekabel tuma from a sheret, it has to first, water has to go upon it. Afkol, same thing all over, shein sefer tamatuma chamura, type of food that will never have its own tuma chamura. Tzrich hechsher, needs a hechsher. My shekel over here, a dead behema, when it's really dead, it's going to have a tumas nevela on it. So now, even before it's dead, if you made a shechita on it, that's enough to give it a shame, tumas oichlin, you should not have to have a hechsher mayim. For Tanya also, when Adon Rav Yosef, if Naomi, why was it said, neveles oif tor, tzricha machshava, v'yein tzricha hechsher, and neveles oif tor died. So say, in order for the mekabel tumas oichlin, it needs machshava, you have a mind to eat it, but it does need hechsher, you don't have to have water go on it. What's the reason? We know by Nevelah